There are a couple kids that come to mind when I was working within juvenile probation. One of them, unfortunately, lost his life from a drive-by shooting outside of his home. Just a terrible situation.
Life is more than random events that happen to us from one day to the next. We're caught up in a story, one that God has been writing from the beginning of time. Stories of darkness and light, brokenness and redemption. They show us who He is and how much He loves us. They're the stories of our lives, and if we let Him, He'll use them for His glory.
Grew up in a Christian home, was saved at the age of 10. Really started searching and seeking, studying God's Word the way that I really needed to when I was a college-age student. And I was always drawn to want to work with children in the area of juvenile probation. And an internship working in juvenile probation was the catalyst that God ultimately used to start Soaring Wings. When I was working with the children in juvenile probation, I had some that were on electronic monitor. I was actually in charge of doing some of the electronic monitoring and putting them on, taking them off. And I was in and out of the schools. I was in and out of the homes, working with the children, working with the parents. And I just realized that, you know, there were just so many broken families out there, and that a lot of these children just needed a good, godly Christian home for an extended period of time. There's another young man that comes to mind, and I just remember the dysfunction that was there within home. Mom and dad both equally dysfunctional. I remember, you know, holding that kid, him weeping, saying, I just want to be back with my, I want my mom and dad to get together. And unfortunately, I had to be the one to tell him that most likely, you know, that wouldn't happen. But that also gave me the opportunity to share that Christ loves him, and that Christ has a purpose for him, and that, you know, God is a father that will never leave you. But I would say that really impacted me to want to pursue starting a children's home. You know, struggles of getting it going. I was certainly a young guy. Didn't have board building experience. Didn't have fundraising experience. Administrative experience. You know, supporter relation experience. There were so many areas that I looked at and just felt like, man, I'm underqualified, you know, to attempt something like that. But God just kept instilling in me over and over and over again, hey, you may not have everything naturally that it takes, but I'm going to give you supernaturally what it takes if you will just follow me and do what I've asked you to do. And so that's what we've done over the years. So Soaring Wings, we exist to take care of children that come from families in crises. And when you look across our nation, you see a lot of families in crises. Addiction problems are one. Homelessness, you know, is another. You know, severe poverty and homelessness. Illnesses in which there's no other family members to take care of children, you know, at that time. But we're here to help put those families back together whenever that's possible. A kiddo that he came here as a 14-year-old, and as we were interviewing him to come to Soaring Wings, we were talking about the devotional life in the home and going to church. And he told us that he liked what he saw, but he said, I don't believe like you believe. He said, I am an atheist. And that's when I told him that's okay. As long as you're willing to just sit and listen during the devotional time at home, and as long as you're willing to go to church with your family, that's okay. And he had a lot of people praying for him. And within a 6-month period, This same kid gave his heart to Christ, and he got gloriously saved. And not only is he a role model here at Soaring Wings and at school, I really think that his mom is going to, I think she's got the capability, and I think we're really going to see great results with her. It's really neat to be a part of that. So I remember very distinctly God telling me this. He said, Andrew, don't ever forget why Soaring Wings exists. And it exists to get the children out of the ditch that life puts them in. Don't you ever forget that. It's a total team effort, and there's a lot of moving parts, and it's messy at times. But man, you know, there's beauty that does come from ashes. And that's what we see out here.